My name is LaDonna Brave Bull Allard. I'm from the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe. I live in Fort Yates, North Dakota. I am a mixed blood, so I have to tell you about both. I'm Ihunktawa from the Jamestown Valley, and so we lived in the Jamestown Valley before the white man came. And then on the other side, I'm Lakota. And the Lakota, the Hunkpapa and the Blackfeet, they lived more west. They didn't live on the river here. They lived out by Rock Creek, Lemon, South Dakota, in those areas, north of the Black Hills. We didn't come towards the river until the Mandan and the Rickara were gone. When Lewis and Clark came through this area, the Rickara and Mandan people lived here. This is their Aboriginal lands. Since I come from two sides, the Ihunktawa, they were more sedentary. The Upper Yanktonai people, we planted large gardens, huge fields of pumpkin and corn and squash. We didn't have villages that moved but four times a year, summer village, winter village, hunting village. So we didn't have the mobile village that the Lakotas did all the time. We were more sedentary. The Ihunktawa were buffalo hunters, gatherers, but they were also farmers. There is some cases where the Ihunktawa lived in the earth lodges that were abandoned after the Mandan died. The Lakota people, they lived out on the plains, primarily buffalo hunting, gathering. They spent a lot of time in search of buffalo, in search of deer, antelope, elk. At one time, this area, we had bears, mountain lions, deer, antelope, and buffalo as far as the eye can see. This was a plentiful area. The other thing we had here is we had forests. We had trees a long time ago. So life was different then. A long time ago, the women, they were in charge of the gardening. But I even have come across listening to old people about even the men helped. If it was too hard for them, the men would come in and help. There was not this idea of that's woman's work or that's man's work. There was kind of like that's what women do, but if they need help, the men go over there and help them. It was just like taking care of children. The men always took care of the children along with the women. It's a shared kind of environment. The area where we're from, the Jamestown Valley right now in the state of North Dakota, holds the highest amount of burial grounds than anywhere in North Dakota of all our people. In the Lakota life, they were more mobile. They were constantly on the move. The women were in charge of putting up the teepee, taking down the teepee, making the teepee. Everything inside belonged to them. If you went in and hunt, the meat belonged to the women. It's a kind of a different environment than what people live today. The women gathered, but they also traded. The Ihunktawa had a large trading network. How did they say? The Lakota were kind of like middlemen a long time ago. Because they would go to the Rickara and pick up corn or pumpkins and trade buffalo meat to them. Then they would go to the Mandan and say, well, we got these pumpkins from the Rickara and trade them to the Mandan, and the Mandan would give them different things. So there was always this trade network going on. Everybody had one family within the tribe who was responsible as a trader, who had went to one place to another to trade their goods. And then they would have these large rendezvous where they would meet. We have two of these spots here on Standing Rock where the large trading networks used to be. One would be down by Mobridge, and one would be by what they call Old Kennel right now. And that was a multi-purpose trading unit there, where they had Northern Cheyenne, or just Cheyenne at that time, the Cheyenne, lived here at one time. Then the Mandan, then the Arikara, and then the Lakota. All lived in this one spot because it was a good place for trade. Our trading networks still exist. We believe that dogs, the Shunkas, are sacred. They are born with medicine in their bodies. And one of the things that we always tell people is like, when you're a child and you fall down and hurt your knee and a dog comes and it'll lick the wound, they have a healing component in their saliva. The same with us. When we are sick, there is healing components in the dogs that will heal our bodies. And so we use that same component.